Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory during.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Yelly. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today that everyone can play a part of today. So for you all that want to call in, our number is 646-716-4389. That guest call-in number again is 646-716-4389. And we're going to be listening for your call today because this, what we're going to talk about today, it is so exciting that I'm about to run all around this room right now as I bring this broadcast to you because it's something everybody can do and play a part in. So today, before we start our show, we will pray. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom today, for our weakness, for our shortcoming, Lord. Your grace is sufficient for us. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness, Lord. You are the God of all mankind, the great God who loves and rescues and takes care of all of us who trust you. There is none like you, Lord. God, give us that love that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. Lead us, each one of us today, dear Heavenly Father, and to all truth, unto where you would have us to be, where you would have us to go, dear Heavenly Father. I magnify you, O Lord. I exalt your name, for you are great and highly to be praised. Your power is unlimited. You are able to do more than we can ask or dream of. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Well, today, our topic today is worshiping God wholeheartedly. That's right. We're going to be worshiping God wholeheartedly. No matter what's going on around us right now, we're going to raise our hand. We're going to raise our voice. If we have to stomp our feet, if we have to run around, we're going to worship God wholeheartedly. And before I go right into it, we're going to be coming from Psalms today. So you know the book of Psalms give voice to human emotion. This is not a book of catechism or doctrine. It is for the most part a book of prayer and praise. It speaks to God in prayer and of God in praise and profession of faith and trust. Think of the Psalms as an entry into a diary reflecting people's most intimate dealing with God. You will find comfort and strength here when you identify with the Old Testament saints who wrote these Psalms and prayer. So today we are coming from Psalms. We're going to be throughout Psalms today. So I hope you have your Bible. I hope you have your pencils with you. And while I'm telling you about that, we have a prayer line that's on every morning from 6 to 7. And when the Holy Ghost is moving, we on later. So I like to give you that number today on our prayer line so you can come on and find out what prayer and praise, worshiping God, is all about. No matter what problem you may have today, I want to give you this number. Area code 712-432-0850. And the access code is 669042. I'll give you that number again, 712-432-0850, 669042. And Jesus meet us on the line every morning at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7. And when the Holy Ghost is moving, we may get off it at 8. We don't want nobody to be late for work, but we invite you to God's prayer line. So today we're going to be talking about Psalms, worshiping God wholeheartedly. You know, when you think about that, you think about singing praying, giving, fasting, playing musical instrument, dancing, reading God's word, submitting, bowing. You do all this in worshiping God wholeheartedly. You know, praise and worship, I'm going to start off with that. I'm going to start off with praise and worship. What is praise? I'm glad you asked. We find the word praise used all through the Bible. Praise is to declare the works, the deeds, and the promises of God. According to Psalms 22 and 3, praise is a habitation of God. And I'm going to read that. And the word of God say, not me, the word of God say, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabit the praise of Israel. And then I looked over in the Amplified, and it said, but you are holy, all you who dwell in the holy place where the praise of Israel are offered. Here we're talking today by praise and worship, worshiping God wholeheartedly with everything you have, every fiber of your being. Because when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing for you, you can't help but cry out. You can't help but give God the praise, give him the honor. You know, and then I go in, what is worship? I'm glad you asked. Worship is paying tribute to God. Worshiping God begins when we establish God as the highest and most important being in our present and future lives. It is an act of the will and the heart which manifests in physical demonstration, such as giving, praying, bowing, and submitting. This is what worship. You know, people get it together, the two words, praise and worship. See, when you come into your praise, but when you come into the worship, you can go behind the veil. And when you go behind the veil, you don't want to come out. You know, it's a you have to be in that place with God. You have to have that intimacy with God. You know, worship is also a ceremony or ritual establishing the highest honor and reverence being given to God. We're going to turn over to Psalms 95 and 6 and see what the word of God is saying in that one. That's your next scripture, 95 and 6. And as I read that word, it says, all come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. And that's what we are to do, you all. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. My, my, my. You know, you got to come tenderhearted in praise. You got to come celebrating God, because he's been mighty good to each and every one of you that have touched this line today. Even if you come in on the archive, I hope you're being blessed today, because God is such a good God. And you know, as we go down further, God speaks and his works are performed by the environment of purity and divine order. Always surround his presence. Nothing that is blemished or tainted by sin can exist in this awesome and terrific atmosphere called the presence of God. When you go into the presence of God, you can't help but worship him. You can't help but adore him. He's your father. He's your everything. Everything that you ever needed, God is. You know, worship to God must occur in spirit, because the body and the soul of man is contaminated from birth because of the sin of Adam. But the born again experience allows our fresh, new, untainted spirit to once again freely enter into the presence of the Father. Just as Jesus did and Adam before the fall. Worshiping is something that God requires of all of his people. You know, and as I am reminded in Matthew 22:3, turn over in your Bible to Matthew 22:3. If you have not told your pages out, it should still be in there where you can read it for yourself. You don't have to take my word. You can read it today for yourself. And the word of the Lord say in 22:3, and sent his servant to summon those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they refused to come. How many of you all God have invited today to come in, and you have refused to come? You know, this is the time. This is the season that everyone need to stop playing church and get it right. Stop playing with praise and worship and mean it from your heart. You've been invited into the feast. Accept the invitation from God and come on in. You know, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, not part of it, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Ah, you know, by worshiping God, you are physically expressing your love for God. The Bible tells us to let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You find that in Psalm 150:6. And I'm going to turn right on over there in my Bible and hoping you're going right along with me to Psalm 150. And rather than just, I'm going to read verse 6, but I'm going to go up to verse 1 and come on back down because this is so important. The word of God said, let everything praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. They're telling you where you can praise God at. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psalmist and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with string instrument and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high cymbal. And verse 6 says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And you know, as I was reading that and I was going over and over, I had to go back myself and say, praise the Lord God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the heavens of his power. Praise him for his mighty act. Praise him according to the abundance of his greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute of harps. Ah, praise him with tambourine and singing of groups dancing. Praise him with string and wind instrument or flute. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with loud cymbal. Let everything that has breath and every breath of life praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. Because I come to praise the Lord. I serve a risen Savior. He's not dead. He's alive. And if you can't see what's going on around you today, if you can't see how God is blessing you today, if you can't see how he woke you up this morning and started you on your way, if you can't see he put breath in your body's hands where you can clap, ooh, a voice that you can shout out hallelujah to his name, my, 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 my. Hallelujah is the highest praise. And he give us these psalms where we can remember, we can go over, we can read them, we can dissect them. You know, we can go over and over with them. And when you come upon somebody that need a praise, you know, if you got the praise on the inside of you, you can break every barrier that the enemy has tried to set before you. You just start praising God. You just start shouting. That enemy has got to go. Just start calling on the name of Jesus. And that enemy has to flee. He has to flee when you call on the name of Jesus. When you go to praising him wholeheartedly, God is right there. You know, unbelievers can praise God, but only those who really love and serve him can worship him the way that he requires. Ah, that means going behind the veil. Ah, you know, Jesus said, but the time is coming and is already here when true worshiping will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for anyone who worship him that way. For God is spirit. So those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I'm going to turn over here to John, the 4th chapter. And I want to read a few verses from that chapter, John 4. And as I turn my pages to the Word of God, John 4, and we're going to start at 23 to 25. And the Word of God says, not me, but the Word of God says, a time will come, however, indeed, it is already here, when the true, genuine worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, in reality. For the Father is seeking just such people as there is his worship. Ah, God is a spirit, a spiritual being, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, meaning reality. Ah, the woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming. He who called the Christ, the anointed one. And when he arrived, he will tell us everything we need to know and make it clear to us. He's going to come, y'all. He's going to tell us everything, all things. It's nothing will be hidden. He's going to let us know. Every deed that we've done, good or bad, whether you've repented or you did, this is the time to get it right. This is the time to search yourself. Go within yourself. See what you need to take out. Look in the mirror. Don't look at your neighbor. Don't look at the one down the street or one next door or the one across town. Stand up in that mirror and say, Lord, show me. I want to praise you. I want to worship you. I want to do what you say do, Lord, because if it had not been for you, where would I be today? My. And as I go further into the topic today, worshiping God wholeheartedly, you know, in order to worship God in spirit, you must be born of the Spirit. In other words, you must be born again. Amen. Oh, glory, glory. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had known who I am, then you would have known who my Father is. Let me say that again. If you had known who I am, then you would have known who my Father is. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Ah, my. Who do y'all know who Jesus is today? Do you know your Father for yourself today? If you want to call in or you want to call and give somebody the number is area code 646-716-4389. I would like to hear from some callers today on worshiping God wholeheartedly, because I know he have done something in everybody's life that may be listening that may not have called in. But feel free to call in area code 646-716-4389, because we are serving a good God, a risen Savior. And we're going to praise him today. If I have to praise him all by myself, I'm going to praise God today like I have lost my mind. You know, and John 14:5-6 say, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Huh. And the word of God said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except not only by, but through me. You can only go to the Father through him. Ah, you know what? Everyone can praise him, but only those who truly, truly belong to him and have pure motive can worship him in the way that he requires. Today we are talking about worshiping God wholeheartedly, and we are coming from Psalms, James, St. John, I'm sorry, and Matthew. So just follow along with us. If you have your Bible, turn your Bible, because we may throw out a scripture to you, and we want you to be able to find it for yourself where you can read it yourself. You know, worshiping is commanded by God. When God gave the 10th commandments to the Hebrews, he stated in no uncertain term that he is a jealous God. Woo-wee! And he required them to worship him above every creative thing. You can't worship that car, that house, that job, that husband, that boyfriend, those children. He said in his word, not me, he said he is a jealous God. He's telling you already in his word. And he required them to worship him above every creative thing. He must be paramount in our lives. He will not permit any created thing in the heavens, in the earth, or under the earth to take credit for what he alone have done. He will not permit any created thing in the heavens, in the earth, or under the earth to take credit for what he alone has done. Ooh-wee. You know, you have to give God credit. Don't give yourself credit. Give God credit, because everything you have, God gave it to you. Whatever gifts you have right now, God gave them to you. You didn't give them to yourself. God gave them to you. And as we go to Jeremiah, the first chapter, the 55th verse, telling you about he already knew who you was in your mother's womb. Before you was conceived, he knew who you were. So you know you're supposed to come in here praising the Lord. You know when you born, you come out when the doctor spank you. You go to crying and you go to opening your lung where you giving God praise. Lord, I thank you. I made it through the chair. I'm here, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Ooh, my. You know, we also see that there are inherent blessings for worshiping him. And there are inherent curses for disrespecting his sovereign character. You know, God declared to his people who he is and what he has done for them. He will not tolerate dishonesty, disrespect, or ungratefulness, but he commits himself to show mercy to all those who keep his commandments. I think I need to say that again. He will not tolerate dishonesty, disrespect, or ungratefulness, but he committed himself to show mercy to all those who keep his commandments. You know, those commandments are there for a reason that we are to keep. You know, the purpose of praise and worship, I'm glad you asked. The purpose of praise and worship is to create an environment for the presence of God to be manifest. You know, after Adam and Eve were expelled from the Garden of Eden, God needed to provide a way to have fellowship and communion with his most precious and greatest creation and creator, which was man. You know, God created the Garden of Eden and placed man in it. It was the perfect environment for God to have fellowship with these created beings made in his own image. He made us in his own image. And when Adam sinned, he could no longer stay in the Garden of Eden. Now just think about when you sin and you don't even come to God and ask and repent to forgive you of your sin. You know, he could no longer stay in the Garden of Eden. Adam contaminated himself with sin and was no longer fit to live in the garden of perfected and holiness. That's what it's about today, y'all. Whoever listening today, holiness. Can you actually say you living holy for God? You walking in holiness each and every day? You know, man needed a vehicle that would bring him back into the presence of his creator. God created that vehicle by institution, the ministry of worship. This ministry was constituted by obedience, sacrifice, pure motives, and the shedding of blood from the day of Adam and his son, Cain and Abel, to the day of Moses and Aaron. The Bible gives us an account of several glimpses of worship experiences that God honor or dishonor. And I know you read that in your Bible, if you have not told your pages out. You know, when God brought the children of Israel out of bondage in Egypt, he gave a detailed pattern of how to attract and maintain his presence. The concept and the construction of the Ark of the Covenant and the worship ritual performed in the tabernacle gives us a true picture of how serious God is about protecting his presence. Today, we are talking about worshiping God wholeheartedly. I can't see when people come in the sanctuary. They can't say hallelujah. They don't want to say thank you, Jesus. They don't want to clap. They don't want to praise God. But as I'm reminded, I went to Psalms 96. And these are the words that Psalm said that's in your Bible. It's a call to worship the Lord. And it says, all sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idle, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are better, are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, all ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, come unto his court. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord regained the world. Also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. My. Let the heavens rejoice. Y'all, the word of God say, let the heavens rejoice. Why can't we rejoice here on earth, much as God have done for us? Let the earth be glad. Let the sea roll, the sea even rejoice, and the fruit in the thereof. When you look out, you see the birds just rejoicing. Lord, I just thank God we have a caller. I think that want to come on. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air. Praise
God. Good morning.
God.
How you doing, Sister Cliff?
I am blessed. How are you doing?
I've been doing all right. I've been fighting demons and whatnot.
I'm talking about worshiping God wholeheartedly this morning. You start praising God. You just start praising God where you at right now, and them demons got to come subjected. They got to bow down to God. You just start praising him, Cliff. Minister Cliff, you just start giving God the praise right now in that vehicle where you are. You start giving God the praise, giving him the honor. The word said, let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea roll. You know, if the birds get up in the morning and praise God, what about us? You know, it say, let the field be joyful. Ah, Jesus. We lost him, but he'll be back. Ah, you know, the word of God said, let the field be joyful, and all that is therein, then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. But the Lord, for his coming, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Today, we need to be praising God wholeheartedly. No matter where you are right now, no matter who's listening right now, you may be a silent caller listening right now, feel that you can't rejoice, but you can. When you woke up this morning and realized that you could breathe, that you had the activity of your limbs, and if you're in a position where you can't move your limb, but you can nod your head, or you can move your head, or you can open your mouth, give God a praise wholeheartedly this morning. Because God knows he's truly worthy to be praised. We can't do nothing without God. We can't do one single thing without God. We need God every minute, every second of the hour of the day. We need the Lord. We can't do nothing without him. We need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need him, you all. And I'm just sharing with y'all today. Worship God wholeheartedly, because he's a mighty good God to each and every one of us. He's doing great things in our life today. And as I begin to start getting ready to come to a close, you know, the combination of thanksgiving, praise, sanctification, and worship allows the high priest to go from the outer court to the inner court, to the holy place. Ah, woo, Jesus. The outer court, to the inner court, to the holy place, behind the veil. Finally, to worship is the vehicle that transports us into the presence of the Almighty God. My. Ooh, the power of praise in the church. You know, after Jesus ascended into heaven, following his resurrection, the disciples met in the upper room and continued in prayer. It was during this time that the Holy Spirit descended upon them. When they were in one accord, there came a mighty rushing wind, and tongues of fire set upon each of them. I'm going to go over and take you over to Acts. Ah, Jesus. We're talking about worshiping God wholeheartedly this morning. And I hope I have some listeners out there that's worshiping God wholeheartedly. If you're laying in your hospital bed right now, if you're behind prison walls, I'm hoping you're praising God. You're giving him the glory. Not overseer Sadie, but you giving God the glory. You giving him the praise, because he's truly worthy to be praised. Ah, ooh, my. And as I turn to Acts 1 and the 14th verse, I'm going to read that, then I'm going to go to Acts 2 and the 4th verse. And Acts 1 and the 14th verse said, these are continuous with one accord, and prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, mother of Jesus, with his brethren. And 2 and 4 said, and they were all filled. They was all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. You know, when you go to praising God and you go to worshiping God, you forget about yourself. You forget about who next to you, who around you. You forget every problem you have. When he asks you, go into the presence of God. When you go into worshiping God, you can't help but give him all you got. When you get in the holy place, you don't want to leave. It's just you and God. It's you and God having that one-on-one talk. It's you and God having that communication. It's you and God. It's nobody else but you and God. You know, and as I went to Colossians 3:6, I'm going to turn over that coming up to the close of the program. I hope everyone that tune into this program sometime today will be able to pick up your Bibles and go to Psalms and read it for yourself what God is saying. And Isaiah 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's what it's about. It's all about Jesus. It's not about us, you all. And in my closing, in his letters to the Colossian church, Paul exhorted the church to sing praise, hymn, and sacred song. The music of the church will help the congregation to agree in faith about God's work, deeds, and promise. When the people of God praise him in one accord, his presence and his power will manifest to bless the people. So today, before I leave, I have someone that's on, and I hope they will click on. I see them on my switchboard, where they can get you a prayer today, if somebody may be in need of a prayer today. And I have a young lady on the line that be more than happy to pray for you and give you some words of wisdom. She's a prayer warrior. On the number I gave you earlier, in case you just come into the line, the number again for our prayer line is area code 712-432-0850, and the code is 669042. So at this time, coming to the close of our show today, Joy and Peace Outreach, I hope all of you all will be able to attend next week or check your archives for the program. And at this time, I will have Minister Tanya pray for us from Tulsa, Oklahoma, from Oral Roberts University. Would you close us out in prayer? Thank you so much, woman of God.
Thank you. Before I pray, I just want to say this has truly has been a blessing on this morning. And I'm just learning every day, even throughout the word of God, we are to worship him in spirit and in truth. And, you know, even worshiping God, meaning giving God everything, and just taking on him even for who he is, for our life, for the things, for the deeds and everything, what he do for us. This was an awesome, like, I'm just sitting there and just rejoicing with, but it was truly been a blessing to me, because, I mean, even as being a Christian, that is what we are to do. He said, you know, that we were, that we were created to give him praise and worship. And then praise of God, even praise of God, we have to worship God with a true and a pure heart before God. And I mean, everybody can praise God, but see, everybody cannot worship God. And the only way that we're going to be able to worship God is coming to him in spirit and in truth. We have to give him everything. You know what I'm saying? We have to put it at the foot of Christ. And this has just really blessed me on this morning, just really getting a good understanding about the difference between praise and worship. Because even with praise and worship, how there is a difference. You know what I'm saying? It has really been a blessing to me on this morning. That's what we were created to do, give him praise. Because one of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 34:1, how he said that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt him together. We were created to give him worship, and we were created to give him praise. And even how you said that from John 4, they must worship him in spirit and in truth. Can't anybody worship God?
Yes.
Only worship God as being Christian ones, living a saved, living a holy life before God. You see, everybody can praise God. Even the animals. Hey, the animals praise God too. Off in their own way. You know, everybody can praise God, but see, everybody cannot worship God.
All right.
And even as worshiping God, we have to have a pure heart before God. We have to do stuff right. We have to be holy. It kind of, you know, it kind of come to line up with everything, with the word of God, even with the time and season that we are living in. Playing time is over. We have played long enough. But it's time now to have a true and a personal relationship with God.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Glory to God. Father God, we just come right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day, God. We just thank you, Father God, for this time of fellowship. We thank you, Father God, for this time of worry. Thank you, Father God, even as this word even should go forth across the land, the country, even the hour. We just today, God, just bless somebody to listen to this word later, God. We just pray, Father God, for this word even to be a blessing to them on this day, God. In the name of you, we just pray, even to hear this word, we just pray, God, even through this word, people can be delivered, saved, and set free because of the anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray God for people across the land and country. We just pray God for household salvation. We pray God for your people to be delivered safely because of your anointing. God, you said they must worship you, God. And spirit and truth, God, you look for a true worshipers, God, even to worship you, even just to cry out, holy God. Holy is the Lamb, God. Holy is the Lamb, God. Father God, you said in your word, God, where two of you touch and agree, God, asking anything by faith, Father God, you said in your word that it should be just pray, God, for your anointing, your power, your presence, just to rest through the body of the people on today, God, speak, sweep over the land on today, God, just touch them, God, with the finger of your love. You said for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. The whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Create in us, O God, a clean heart, and renew in us, God, the right spirit, God, purge us in his love, God. Wash us, make us water the snow, even through this lesson of today, Father God, draw us closer to you. You said in your word, God, that if we abide in you, and if your word, God, abide us, we can ask for what we got. You said we can come boldly, God, unto the throne in grace and obtain favor, God, in that time of need. You said in your word, Father God, how you perfect those things, God, with concern, because in the name of you, we just pray, even say, listen to this study later off of the archives, God, we just pray for this word to be a blessing to them on this day, God, because this is the day, God, that you have made, and you said in your word how we shall, God, rejoice and be glad, and God, we decree, God, just decree a blessing to your people across the land on today. We just pray, God, for favor. We just pray, God, for household salvation and deliverance. We thank you, Father God, for setting, God, the captives free on this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said whom the Son sets free, God, that we are free, God, we decree, God, we just ask for all these things. We just thank you for joy and peace outreach ministry on today. Father, just bless, we just decree your favor, your anointing, your power, your presence to rest with abide with Miss Seda. We decree, God, we ask all these things, God, in the blessed Jesus' name. We pray, amen, amen, and thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tanya, for giving us that prayer. And we hope that someone will listen to the broadcast sometime today, tonight, or this week, and that they will be lifted up, that they will know about praise and worship when they go into the sanctuary. They'll know the difference, and they know what God expects of them, that they don't need nobody to prep and prime them. They should go in the sanctuary or in it with a prayer and a praise on their lip and learn how to go into worship. Leave from praise and go into worshiping God, because God is just so good. Woo, God is so good. And I just thank everyone that listened in today, those that was on and got cut off probably by where they were at or whatever, but I thank God today. And I ask y'all to tune in again next week. Well, we'll have another exciting topic, a word of God, on next week, on next Wednesday from 10 to 11. So we ask you to stop by, because God is doing great and mighty things. And if you want to see what's going on, tune to Blog Talk Radio, Joy and Peace Outreach, where you'll see a listing of the shows. You'll know what's coming up unless God change the concept or whatever we're going to say. But just check in with us, and we'll be more than happy to speak with you. And if you want to send something through the archives or through the mail, just send me an email through Blog Talk. I'll be more than happy to be and talk with you. I want to say have a blessed day, and God bless and keep each and every one of you all. Bye-bye. Until next week. If I had the tentacles and an octopus, I would hug each one and tell y'all how much I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.